Welcome to today's Vrenchkat Village. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. President of the Pella Historical Society Board, Lori Ellingson, and Associate Director of Pella Historical, Allison Limke, join us on today's program to talk about new director Valerie Van Coten and the upcoming Founders Week. Well, Lori, big news out of Pella Historical Society. A new director will be leading the organization starting September 6th. Who was selected, and ultimately, what does this mean moving forward for Pella Historical?
Our new selection for director is Val Van Coten, and we're very excited to have her join us. She brings diverse experience with her. She has been a part of the Marion County Pioneer Cemetery Commission, which is something that she started and does extensive history with that group. She also has been very much involved with Central Red and has worked with many, many volunteers with that organization. She has had a passion for local history, and that's something that we hope to tap into as well. We had many candidates, very good quality candidates. We took our time with this decision, and Val's reputation and experience just put her over the top for us.
What really helped her stand out in that process, and how excited is the board she accepted the offer and that things will be moving ahead in September?
The board's very excited to have her. Again, her experience, her knowledge of Pella. She could tell us things during the interview about people from the Pella's past that we weren't familiar with, so it was very fun, and it's very exciting.
Allison, we've had the opportunity to talk to you really over the past few months as kind of the acting director. Your role will change back to where you were previously, as I understand. What, I guess, excites you a little bit about getting back into what you were doing prior to Tulip Time this year?
Yes, so my position will move from interim director to associate director. And that position, mainly its two biggest jobs are working on as a curator and with educational programming. And one is working with interns, that's education, getting students involved at Pella Historical. And my favorite part of my job is the exhibits and displays. Doing research, planning exhibits, and planning for the future exhibits and collection rotation and preservation. So I will get to go back to doing more of those projects, and I'll be working with Val on those and helping her transition into her role as well.
Well, and Lori, when you look at now how the staff will shape up with Val as a leader, Allison kind of as that lieutenant, so to speak, what does that mean for the day-to-day operations of Pella Historical, and how does the board feel about that partnership?
We are very happy with that combination. Val has the knowledge of the city of Pella. She has extensive experience working with other history people in town. And with her and Allison as our 1-2 punch, we think that it's going to be a very effective leadership for us.
And now there's still programs left to be done, though. The final one under your official interim watch will be coming up at the end of the month, Founders Week at Pella Historical Society. We talked briefly about this earlier this summer, but certainly a big thing that you guys were very excited to talk to us about back then. What is this Founders Week coming up, and what are some of the big activities to celebrate the Sculte family?
Yes, so we are celebrating the founding of Pella. It was founded at the end of August in 1847, and then it's also celebrating the foundation of Pella Historical itself. And so we have created a week-long full of fun events. So we've got Monday is our Amsterdam School Day. Come out and visit. It's just an open house. You can come see the place. Tuesday, we have our membership annual meeting at Sculte Church. Wednesday is the Wyatt Earp House is open for people to walk through. That's going to be a big preservation project we'll be working on, and so people can come and see what we're talking about there. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Sculte House hours are extended, so if you can't make it from the 11 to 2, it'll be open 10 to 4. Friday, members get an extra 10% off in our museum store. So membership has its benefits, and you'll see that at Founders Week.
That is, of course, August 22nd through the 27th, that week leading up the final full week in August. And then the Fall Festival is also coming up as a part with the Pella Chamber and so many other organizations that Pella Historical will be partnering with. Just give us a little tease about some of the activities coming up for the Fall Festival.
Yes, we're really excited. Fall Festival is going to be really fun this year. All of our artisans things will be in the village. We'll have shortened quick tours up in the windmill. It's discounted admission for families and individuals, and members are always free. And we have a couple new artisans coming this year. One is Dutch Oven Cooking. They were here just one day last year. They're coming back again. They had so much fun. So you can come get free samples of goodies from the Dutch Oven. So there's going to be a lot of fun going on that weekend.
Once again, that was Allison Lemke and Lori Ellingson with the Pella Historical Society. That concludes today's Wrenchgott Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living.